Gangrene, Season 8, Episode 20. Hello. Antoine Sherman.
Sherbert.
The Antoine.
Sherbert ice cream.
Sherm, yeah.
Sherbert or Sherman?
Yes. Both.
All of the above.
Yeah, all of the above. All
right.
So, guess what, guys?
What's
this
up?
This team is still fun.
It is.
And speaking of
fun,
the old number 8.
Yes.
I have a favorite number 8.
You do?
I do. This guy's awesome. He's Swedish.
Okay.
Awesome.
His name is Jonas.
Yep.
Weezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
carrying the win.
Sometimes I like music.
Well, thanks for all you've shown us.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. This is already.
How much more can we do? Let's play that game.
How much more can we say Weezer?
Anyways, we're just having fun like the team is. The team's fun to watch. Still, I thought that I was going to hit a breaking point where I was like, nah, it's back. But this team, it's been 2-3 weeks now. The team's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, in kind of like pure Celtics fashion, you just thought that other shoe would drop and we'd go back to sucking.
I'm sad I only have 20 more games to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless
you're saying there's a chance.
Unless there's 25 games left.
We're just 2 games back from that 7th seed. So maybe we can get there.
I'm hoping for 25 games.
That'd be sure. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know if you're even going to get to 25 if you get the Cavs.
24.
Oh, that's true. 24. And if we just keep losing all 20, we'll just have these 20 and we'll have
a
good time.
I know we keep on talking about this, but we can reassess every week on what we think.
Right. I mean, this kind of just
goes.
Think
they're
going to
make it?
So far, they're playing, I don't know, like 500 ball where they. Yeah, I mean, I know it just sounds.
Now, they lost to Miami.
Lame,
and that sucked.
No, they lost to Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah, the Miami game.
I'm sorry, right.
You're right, though. It should have been flipped.
Yeah.
They should have lost to Miami. They should have won against Orlando.
And
that's why
you have no idea what to do with this team.
Right,
it's like
because
they kind of win some of the
up
games
is
they
down,
shouldn't.
And down is up. Cats and dogs are living together. I mean, it's just you get Isaiah Thomas who drops 12 points out of his 25 in the fourth quarter alone against Miami. And then you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Where were you? How come you weren't all turned up on the Orlando game? But it's just, I don't know. It's just, you can't really grasp a good feeling for this team playoff-wise because you're losing games that should be won and you're winning games that should be tight losses, close wins.
I'll tell you what. I thought it was shattering down in the fourth quarter the other day when Mr. Isaiah landed on his buttocks real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's scheduled for lower back x-rays.
Yeah. Well,
no, I think he's just bruised. I think it came out that he's just bruised.
That's it?
He's got a bruised behind.
Well, I mean, we got the Grizzlies coming up, right, on tomorrow, Wednesday.
Pacers after that, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, now's not the time to lose your best player.
No, and there's no
even
real.
If he sits out for one game, I mean, one game might kind of backlog.
There's no real replacement for him either.
No.
The scorer off the bench, you know. There's no real person on the Celtics that can really even emulate his skill set.
Right.
And they already have so many guys in and out with Bradley and Sellinger out for good and Olynyk's back. But they're always losing and gaining guys. So
Olynyk's back but getting roughed up down the end of the boards there.
I know. Whitehead really beat him up.
He got his one game for it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know what to make of that guy.
No. I don't know. Yeah. Back to, like, people coming in and out. We were talking before the show. I think I like everyone that wasn't on the team at the beginning of the year. Like, Avery Bradley's out, and
right.
I don't really miss him. Rondo's gone, I don't miss him.
Yeah,
Green's gone, I
We were saying that. I mean,
miss him.
almost the whole starting roster is gone.
Everything, I feel like the season started when Isaiah Thomas got here.
It definitely seems like a different team.
It does.
Even though there's
still
there
definitely seems to be a lot more life
into this team.
It really does. And it's just, it's funny how, like, one player can do this, and now, obviously, that player can be our cornerstone for this whole rebuilding team.
It was like that whole first big chunk of the season was just kind of limbo, you know?
It gave you a lot of just negativity because of the fact that you knew right away there's no way anything's going to happen with this team. Rondo really wasn't doing much. he was just coming off another injury when he was slipping and falling in the shower. So, I mean, it's just like it was a constant just heartache after bad news after bad news. And then all of a sudden you get rid of your best player and you bring in another good player.
That's right.
You know? And he's just coming off the bench.
He wants to start. I like his role.
26 points a night. We all want him to start eventually.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I think because he's closing. He's playing the whole fourth quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's the most important part.
Right. The one thing I respect Tommy Heinsohn for is he always said, it's not who starts the game, it's who finishes the game.
Well, that's true.
And that's true.
I think he gives
the game a spark when he comes off the bench.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching the games now, and I'm like, all right, when's he coming in? When's he coming in? It's, you know, it's exciting.
Well, look at all these guys that are playing
and
around him.
Also, it will give me a few extra minutes to mosey my way down from Legends, you know.
Jeez.
When you say mosey, you meant stumble your way down from Legends.
No, mosey.
Right? Yeah, mosey is the new stumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I believe you.
So, yeah, I mean, there's
That was me trying to pretend I'm cool.
No, I know. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
You show up late to the game. You barely watch. You go somewhere
else. I've been watching these games, and the other arenas have zero people in the seats.
Yeah. Why bother? Miami's never had any fans anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I suppose there's not 18 feet of snow on the ground there either.
All
so
those.
Probably better things to do.
Let me tell you, though, people still come out to these Celtics games no matter how much snow is on the ground.
Yeah.
They might not go out drinking, but they definitely go and watch these games. And I also feel like the Celtics have a lot of hidden mascots. You got that Rastafarian guy.
Yeah.
You got that guy who wears the chicken on his head. You got Aztec Gino. You got guy with green hair. You got George.
George.
I mean, Section 328.
Yeah.
He's got his own goddamn commercial.
He's going to give me a new liver.
Oh, man.
He's responsible.
I hope he made good money off that commercial because we are broke. Too many drinking games.
Oh, man. Well, on that, you guys want to take a quick break?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Have a word from our sponsors?
Sure.
And then I will come.
Have a word from our sponsors. This week's show is brought to you by.
Well, no, it was funny because of the drinking game thing. You ruined the joke.
No. Let's start it again.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
All right, and we're back. You can give us a call, 508-731-GGTV. If you don't like letters, that's 4488. 508-731-4488. Find us on Instagram, Gangrene TV. Check us out on Twitter, at Gangrene TV. You can find this lovely show and others on RedZombie.com and our podcast on iTunes.
That's right.
So, now, as we want to call this segment, the Great Space Race.
You're right.
Avery Bradley's out, and now there's room on the team. James Young, maybe we can get a little spot on the team. I know Bradley and Young don't play the same positions, but
people, no, they do.
Well, people play. Yeah, but
Luigi who's messing
right.
it up.
So Marcus Thornton comes on the team. James Young is put on the bench. Avery Bradley goes down. James Young, I'm going to play. Luigi comes up and just totally dominates it. And now James Young back on the bench.
But it shows that that's part of why this team has been fun. There's like all these characters that like we had no idea existed.
Right.
And they come in like they do well.
And that's one of the Red Zombie calls it the conundrum, which is what do you do now with James Young? Are you excited because there's guys who can step up and play the pants off this off opposing teams? Or are you like, man, I really want to see James Young play?
I think maybe you two will back me up. I'm probably sure you will. Is I'm having fun watching this team. James Young, work your ass off over the offseason and try to get at it next year.
I mean, he's just had that string of bad luck where he got in the car crash before the summer, and then he pulled his hamstring, And then, you know, you figure once you get settled and you're 100% again, you're going to get some spot in the team. And just things happen. I mean, you know.
I mean, to
eventually me, you'll get your spot.
To me, if they did, if they had the depth, it would seem like the perfect time situation for him to go to Maine and
yeah.
play. Because he's 19.
That's
he
true.
Lot,
you have to, you're absolutely right.
He has a lot to, he has to work on with, you know, and I think a no-pressure situation would probably help where the team isn't, you know, kind of not counting on making the playoffs, but they're, you know, I'm sure it's something they talk about is, you
right.
know, keep on winning and trying to make the playoffs, so.
And you do. You bring up a good point. I mean, he is only 19. That's sweet development time. Just
yeah, that's why I'm not too worried about it. I think if he works over the offseason, coming to training camp, he needs to put some weight on, right?
I mean, he needs to do a lot of work.
We're not looking at Sellinger weight, but.
No. Some muscle, know. Maybe.
Yeah, a little bit of muscle.
He's probably not done growing yet.
Right.
That's true, too.
You know, so he's still got a lot to do, and why not do it, you know, where you get plenty of play time, you don't have to worry about, like, expectations or, you know, anything like that. You know, no one lives and dies by the Red Claws win-loss record.
Right.
So it seems like a perfect opportunity to do that.
I mean, he is a potential piece for the rebuilding. Send him down to Maine or send him up to Maine. Let him develop and see what we can get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not – he's certainly not in my Jeff Green seat. I'm enjoying
right.
watching people like Luigi, who I had no idea existed,
right.
come off and, like, play well. Like, that's what's crazy is, like, they're pulling these people in, and they're doing well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because – I don't know why.
I mean, look at the – go ahead.
No, I mean, part of it might be because they're playing the Heat and the Magic or, you know, you never know. It depends on the context sometimes, what they're asked to do, that kind of thing. But
plus his hair will give Joakim a little.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You don't let that you don't let that crap flow all over the place.
Yeah.
The man bun.
You're right.
The man bun. Yeah.
I like it.
But, you know, for James Young, it's like, you know, do you – I guess the worry is how many – good or great NBA players yo-yoed between the D League and the pros in their first year and still kind of made
right.
you know, made something of themselves. But, you know, every person's different. I mean,
maybe,
look
we
at,
maybe we can find out more in the next segment three.
But, I mean, like Hassan White's or, you know, Whiteside that we saw last night, I mean, he was playing in China and
right.
Istanbul, I think, or something
right.
like that. So, you know.
Do they teach those kind of moves in China, I wonder, with the elbow in the back of the neck?
I don't know. That might have gone right over a Chinese defender.
Well, that's true. No, he's right. He's right.
But, I mean, I think he got dismissed from a team in, like, Europe. I don't know if it was Istanbul or somewhere.
He's not the one that threw the chair into the stands, was he?
No, I don't think
no.
so. No. But, you know, there's good players come from all over, and you've kind of seen that with Datome. I mean, guy that kind of toiled away in Italy, went completely
right.
undrafted.
Right.
You know? You know, you get good players from all over the world. So,
right.
you know, just because James Young has to yo-yo between here and the D League doesn't mean it's the end of his career. It just means he's got some stuff he has to work on, and there's maybe
I mean,
not a spot.
You
up.
Do. You bring the greatest point of all.
I think
he is only 19.
I think by the end of next year, if he's not playing, then you know.
I mean, even Avery Bradley when he first came out, he kind of just sat around for a little bit.
It's gonna happen.
You know.
I think we forget Rondo in his first year wasn't exactly lighting up the scoreboard.
Well, that's true too, yeah.
You know, Paul Pierce had his struggles. You know, it's very rare, you know. There's very few LeBron James that just come into the league and kind of
right.
dominate. I think we can.
You really do just have to sit, watch, and
yeah.
learn.
Yeah.
You do.
Even guys like Dwayne Wade or you know, they had more seasoning in college,
right.
Chris Bosh. I mean, all these guys had more substantial play time in
right.
college too.
I mean, James Young really didn't even get adjusted in college. He was in and out.
Yeah, and even on he was on a really good team and he didn't get a lot of playing time, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, compared to some of the other good players on that team. So
Well, with a piece like that, you bring in Evan Turner as well. I mean, he did get the boot last night fighting our old Billy Skywalker friend.
Yep.
You know, we talked about him a lot of seasons. He's another one. Does he fit in the long-term plans of the rebuild Celtics?
I'll tell you what. Again, once Isaiah got here, I started liking people more.
Right.
He –
just
because
we like him, though. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like
– No, but I feel like everyone kind of shifted around. Like, Evan Turner makes more sense now.
Yeah, he's not bringing the ball up.
Yeah.
Which makes a ton more sense.
Right.
And I don't think – I'm okay if he is in the plans.
Right.
But I'm okay if he's not.
I can agree with that. He falls in that category where it's like, take it or leave it.
Right.
You know, either way.
What's his contract status?
He's a free agent. Yeah. I mean, he's a total reclamation. I mean, you're just trying to see if you can turn him into a good player.
So, right. So,
which nobody could really do it yet.
I say bring him back on a reasonable contract.
Right.
So he's tradable, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know if I'm.
Let's not dump Jeff Green money into him.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. Because then he'll. Yeah, then yeah, I won't like him.
I don't think
anymore.
There's any risk of that happening, even though I think he got drafted higher than Jeff Green, if I'm.
No, he did. He was in a 2 pick, wasn't he?
So, you know, it could still happen for him, but it doesn't – I don't know if his skill set really is the best translation, kind of a mid-range guy that doesn't play a lot of great defense. But, you know, that's kind of what people thought Paul Pierce was early in his career. Not to confuse the two at all, but it doesn't mean it's over for him. But, you know, it would have to be reasonable money for him to be back. And you kind of wonder what his real role would be on a – you know, championship.
Yeah, I mean, it
team.
Depends. I guess it all depends on what the team looks like.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. I mean, there's going to be a whole different blueprint.
There's
of the
a lot
team
of people
come the offseason.
Yeah.
You know, the summer. What happens to this team after everybody leaves? Or, I mean, once the lights goes out and Danny Ainge starts putting all his eggs in the basket and he's going to do what he's going to do, you know?
Yeah, the team's definitely going to look different. So.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next season, you might even package him up. Get a couple of draft picks, Evan Turner, for y'all guys.
I think
you know?
I'm feeling more and more confident that Brad's not going to jump ship now, though. It looks like he's having a little bit more fun, just like the rest
well,
of us.
Yeah, I think making the playoffs is going to be a big thing for him. To, like, see progress. You know, not even, like...
The playoffs will breathe serious life into him.
Yeah, not even, you know, talking about, like, you know, this is going to be a contending team, but, like, to see that there's progress, to kind of see what the playoffs are like.
Right.
You know, it's not like he's going to be in the bottom five, you know, drafting in the top five every year for 3 years in a row. That can be pretty demoralizing.
Right.
But he's letting loose a little bit now that he's feeling
He is. Better. He's taking off that nice guy suit, and he's
doesn't
saying
even,
some choice words to the referees.
Doesn't even wear the tie anymore.
I know. I noticed that. He's like, you know, I'm...
Everyone else on the bench wearing
that.
A tie.
So the hell with it. I wonder if you've met
Coach Gerald has been looking good lately. He's not wearing a tie. But,
he's not wearing
a
tie.
Of coaches, every time I look at him, he's like got his hands around the youngins. He's like trying to coach them. He was like doing this.
Do
I don't know if he's trying
money.
To tell someone to get taller or something like that. I don't know.
What you want to do is tie sand buckets to your feet and hang in the closet so your legs just dangle.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to get taller.
Yeah, in the middle of a game. That's when you tell someone that.
In the middle of the game.
Isaiah, if you were just this much taller, you'd probably be an MVP.
During halftime, we're going to put cinder blocks on your feet, and I'm going to lift you up and let your feet dangle, and we're going to try to stretch them legs. You think that's a conversation that's going on sometimes?
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor, but we'll try it.
I just see him like picturing that in his head, like wondering if it would work.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next week we'll have a segment called What's Wallace Thinking?
Yeah.
And maybe that could be one of them. I'm not a doctor, but
or
I wonder if that will work.
What's Wallace wondering?
What's Wallace wondering? We're going to try that right now. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week for What's Wallace Wondering. After, we're going to take a quick break again.
Yes.
And we're going to come back with, I think, something everyone's really going to enjoy.
I hope so, because it's...
Because we're just having a...
This one was stressfully fun.
Yeah, we're having a grand old time, just like the Celtics are. So we'll be right back.
Gangrene TV Season 8, we are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past 7 seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
And we're back. And we had an interesting kind of experiment to do today. So we decided to do the best player on each team all time. And this isn't, you know, taking into account like the Supersonics moving to the Thunder. This is just the best Thunder player because when there is a team in Seattle, they'll be the Supersonics. So I think, Dave, you had the Atlantic, right?
I did.
Do you want to start off?
I will. Okay, so the Raptors. I have Vince Carter.
Kind of what started this all.
Yeah,
this is what started the whole thing.
Because we couldn't name 5 Raptors before Chris Bosh.
I give this segment all the credit in the world to Stats. He gets all this credit because he came in and he goes, name 5 Raptors players since what was the time frame from the time they started?
I said before, yeah, so
before Christmas
until to before the 03 draft.
And I think we got up to what, four,
two, three, four? I don't know.
Then three of them were former Celtics players, so I don't think they really counted. So okay, so for the Celtics, I have Bill Russell.
Okay.
I don't know how you can.
I mean, I would have gone Larry.
Some people would say Larry.
I'm sorry. I'm going straight Bill.
I think I'd go Bill too.
Billy's got 11. Larry's
I'm just trying to converse here.
No, it's good. It's good.
I think Larry would get a lot of votes.
Yeah, he's got more rings than you know, a lot of people. Anyone.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody. I think the next one up is like Big Shot Rob.
Huh.
He's got like 7. So for the Nets. You guys know how I feel about Jason Kidd.
Yep.
So I will not say that he's the best net ever. I will go Sam Bowie before I go Jason Kidd.
Well,
even though Jason
Kidd. You're probably
Kidd,
wrong.
I am dead wrong because Jason Kidd probably
those
was the best.
Those 2 years
net.
Were the best the Nets ever were.
And never have been.
And right. Never have been.
I mean, we didn't really.
I'd rather go Chris Humphreys.
I would have gone Paul Pierce. Kidd.
Just for clarification. We
well, if you're going to go that, you might as well go.
Well, we
might
didn't
as well
do,
Kevin Garnett.
We didn't
Jason
do
Terry.
ABA guys.
No, because which, if we did ABA, yeah. We would have did Dr. J.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next one, the 76ers, all-time best 76er, Dr. J.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean.
See, I disagree.
All right, so give it to me.
Charles Barkley.
Well, yes.
Could have been, could even be Allen Iverson, but I would give the nod to Charles.
I would have gone Iverson because I saw him, but at the same time, I think Dikembe Mutombo was even more important on that team. That's a really hard one.
See, now, the thing with Charles Barkley, though, I kind of feel like he may have been the best son ever. Granted, I won't take away from his 76er days. He was awesome there. But, like, he got
– he was more in his prime in 76ers, don't you think? It's not his fault he had to play the Celtics.
But he only made it to the finals when he was with
the Phoenix,
yeah. When he was with the Suns.
Yeah. I mean,
if you want to go finals
– but he didn't have the Celtics, Detroit, and
Bulls.
That's
true.
In the West.
Right. So, okay, well, that's good. I mean, this is good. It's up for debate. So, for me, the Knicks, I have to go Patrick Ewing, one of my favorite players growing up. I had the kicks and everything. My Ewings were my favorite shoes ever.
Really?
I just...
I can't dispute that. That seems
really surprising
right.
To go with Eddie Curry.
Eddie Curry, the best contract ever.
No, I feel Ewing is Cambridge's own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, someone might go with like Billy King or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can even go. I mean, you can go with so many.
Because Ewing never won a title there.
No.
And they do have a championship.
70 and 72.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's interesting.
You can go Phil Jackson with that one. He was on that team.
Yeah. Did you read that thing where they used to deflate the ball? This is completely off topic. But they used to, like, deflate the ball. It was when they were talking about, you know, the Patriots or whatever. I guess they used to deflate the balls because they weren't, like, they had, like, some justification for it. Like, they weren't, like, a long-range shooting team or something.
No.
Like that. Anyway, I think, Kurt, you had the Central.
I do. The Cavs would obviously be Mark Price.
Obviously, your list is amazing.
Seriously, it would probably be LeBron, right?
How can it not be?
But I, you know.
But then again, Mark Price.
Mark Price,
he
huh?
Did
he
knock the Celtics out.
He was doing it way before LeBron did it.
Do you remember that playoff series? They knocked out the Celtics. Was that 92?
That
maybe?
Was 94? Jesus.
Some sort of 90-something.
I think it was the 94 team,
yeah,
right?
Before I remember.
Yeah, way before you were born. I'm sure his dad doesn't even know who half these people are.
Yeah, I know. The Bulls would obviously be Michael Jordan.
Horace Grant.
Not even joking around because I loved Michael Jordan.
Who didn't?
I still do. The Bucks, I have to go Kareem.
Okay, yeah.
That's a tough one.
I mean, that's tough.
They don't have a title, right?
I don't.
The Bucks. So. I think the Bucks might have one. I mean, I can look it up while you guys are still talking. But
I had to go with Kareem, right?
Yes. I mean, you can.
What
I mean,
about Lou Alcindor?
What about Larry Sanders?
I was going right off the top of my head.
I mean, that's like, who do you even
the
think
only
of?
Other
yeah,
people
I mean,
could think of was
Glenn Robinson.
That's yeah, that was my next one, or Gary Payton.
There's a lot of teams where it's kind of tough because
you're
like,
he got traded there.
Yeah.
You're like, is this right? You kind
of I went with Kareem because Kareem is one of the 50 best players of all time.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's one of the best.
I don't think
like
he's.
You don't associate him with the Bucks.
I know.
I don't think
I,
he was on
I
the
know.
50th greatest players because he was a Buck.
No, yeah. I know. I. Ray Allen. I don't know. Maybe Glenn Robinson. But that poor city, huh?
They won the 71 title against the
Who was the MVP?
Baltimore Bullets. Now you.
I'll pick that guy.
Now you just.
I'm moving on to the Pacers.
Oscar Robinson. I mean, what about him?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I feel like, did all the Bucks go to L.A. afterwards?
They might have.
I don't know.
Like the team.
I don't know.
The Pacers is going to be Reggie Miller, obviously.
Yeah.
Almost a Celtic.
Almost.
I think there is some, you know, generational bias here. I mean, I'm not going to dispute. I would have probably picked Reggie too, but. There's a lot of good players on some of these teams.
The Pacers were really good. Ron Artest, perhaps, would be my second.
Malice of the Palace was a great fight.
No, but Reggie was awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
hard
to argue.
But Reggie, I feel, bridged that, like, 90s era into the 2000s, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, for us, that was us growing up.
He played against, like, Larry and Michael, and then he played against all these, you know.
I hated Reggie Miller. Because he was so good.
I always liked him for some reason.
I mean, he was like that. I don't want to compare him to LeBron James, but in that sense where you love to hate him, but you know he's good.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Keeping this moving.
Yeah.
We could probably do 3 hours on this, though. I'm trying to keep this into a somewhat short segment.
I'm curious to what John Corrales would say about all this.
Yeah, sure
he'd say a word.
I bet you as soon as this show comes out, he's going to have a whole list.
Yeah.
And if you have a list, give it to us on Twitter.
Yeah, you can tweet us. You can find us.
Tell us who we forgot.
Call us. Yell at us.
Yell at us. Be like, Sam Bowie is right. Dave is right. Sam Bowie, greatest Nets ever.
For Detroit Pistons, obviously Dennis Rodman is the best player of all time.
Yeah, I don't know how you go.
I don't know.
You don't go Isaiah. Like,
because there's only one Isaiah Thomas, and he wears number 4 for the Boston Celtics.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you knew that, but there was an Isaiah Thomas in Detroit back in the 80s.
And he ran the Pistons into the ground. All right. Great. All right.
Maybe Joe Dumars.
So Joe Dumars.
I had a really easy
Bill
one.
Lambeer. Yeah.
I had the Southwest. So I say easy, but Houston, I had Hakeem.
Yeah.
I don't think you can really argue there.
Well, he was the dream.
They had a lot of good players, but
Dallas, I have Dirk, and I really, you know, won championship, but
I mean,
not a lot of players like Dirk in history.
A lot of tenure, yeah.
The Spurs, I think, is Duncan, and I don't think it's close.
David Robinson.
Okay. an interesting one I thought was Memphis, because it's new, and I think it's Pau Gasol, right?
Instead of Marc Gasol?
I mean, neither of them have titles.
That's... Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're probably close to, like, the same amount of time in
Paul
the city
Paul was
now.
A all-star more in Memphis, I believe, right?
Yeah. I mean, he had some really good years there. He was the only good player on that team.
Do you remember when
the Celtics were rumored to get him? Well, you have to admit that Marc is
right on his heels, though. Yeah, probably.
Do you remember when the Celtics were rumored to get him?
Yeah, I was very excited.
Yeah.
I was always
Pau Gasol?
Yeah.
No.
At the trade deadline one year.
The Pelicans, which I'm concluding the New Orleans basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's Chris Paul, and I don't think there's a lot of
New Orleans. Right.
Yeah. I think it has to be Chris Paul.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Because we're talking
So, I mean, we're talking Hornets, too.
No, I think the Hornets, because they're now the Hornets.
Again. Right.
So you're just talking New Orleans.
Yeah. We're talking the city of New Orleans, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Chris Paul would have to I'd have to agree with that.
There's not a lot else there.
Anthony Davis isn't really like
the original. Yeah, yeah. Do we go the original Jazz or they stay in Utah? See, this is we didn't talk about all the rules.
Oh, Jesus, there's so many holes in this friggin' thing.
Yeah. Well, the Jazz kept the name, so I think they keep
the
whole thing.
Dave, you had the Southeast?
I had the Southeast. So, for the Hawks, I had, of course, Dominique Wilkins.
That's probably pretty close to the lock.
The Wizards.
Yeah, who else have they had? Mike Bibby?
Yeah. Mike Bibby, but... Mike Bibby's a good...
Joe Johnson?
Yeah.
For me, Mike Bibby was a king.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Always. He was the best one of the kings. The Wizards / Bullets. Manu Bol.
I would have gone Jordan, honestly.
I would even go...
Paul Pierce again.
I mean, you can go Wall.
I mean...
Paul Pierce again.
I know you mentioned it when we were talking about it, but the best player on the best team was Gilbert Arenas, right?
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah.
I mean, I did say Gilbert Arenas was my first choice, and I was like... I don't know.
I like how this exercise makes you really enjoy the Boston Celtics history.
Yeah.
Because we're like Russell, Bird.
Right.
You know?
Then you got Gilbert Arenas. Well, he had 4 guns laid out in a chair once. He was going to shoot everybody, you know. For the Hornets, this one was kind of hard because it's
– No way.
Well, because, I mean, you can pick one guy, right?
Right.
So See, now, but my next team after the Hornets was the Heat. So, all right. So, for the Hornets, I picked Alonzo Mourning slash Grandmama.
Well, you're wrong, because it's only Larry Johnson.
I think you could go Glenn Rice.
I don't know if you can go Glenn Rice.
No, you can only go Grandmama.
Why don't I just go Robert Parrish?
Because I have that. I've told everyone that story a million times.
It's your best. All right, so for the Heat, I mean, I have Dwayne Wade.
I think you can argue that it might be a LeBron.
Probably. Really?
Right? He might be the best player that's ever played for them.
He
right?
might. I think to generations not.
I don't know.
I think
though.
Younger generations. He's Jordan to younger generations, right?
Well, he's definitely LeBron James is Jordan. I mean,
so
in this generation, but
I would give it to Dwayne Wade just because he's like.
I think
he's the Paul Pierce to Miami.
Well,
the deal
I mean,
breaker
I,
is probably that Shaq championship,
right? And yeah, that's right. why I really gave it to him on that way because it was he did win a ring without.
I feel
James.
Like if you lived in Miami and you were a diehard Miami fan, Dwayne Wade was the Paul Pierce.
Yeah, probably.
And they're always going to pick – like, we're always going to pick Pierce instead of Garnett.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Probably.
That's,
and who's the last team in there?
The Magic, Shaquille O'Neal.
I was wondering if Shaquille would even make it because he's been such a mercenary.
Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal, definitely. I mean, he was the guy that put the Magic on the map.
He was.
I mean, he was. He started that whole franchise, him and Penny Hardaway. But, I mean, Shaq is the best Magic of all time.
And I don't know who would
Dwight
be better
Howard
than him.
Made
no.
a finals.
Nah.
Yeah, but he's not better than Shaq.
Stan Van Gundy? I don't know. I think, Kurt, you had the Northwest?
The Northwest. And the Blazers, I'm going with Clyde the Glide.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, the.
It was either him or Rasheed.
Rasheed Wallace.
Well, they have the title, right?
I think
don't they have a Bill Walton era title?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was going off the top of my head, and I can't. It's only like this generation, and like the you know when I was a
one
kid.
Or two
I mean, Clyde.
See,
Clyde only won with.
We
the,
literally
with the
were already sitting down when we decided to do this segment, so it's,
right.
it's a lot of off the top of my head.
Right.
Because I think DJ was on that, or did he come? With
no, he came from the
Seattle.
Supersonics.
He came from Seattle. So I guess maybe it would be Walton then if they won a championship.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Clyde was a pretty
– See, now we never
Clyde,
really specified.
Clyde got really overshadowed by Michael Jordan, I feel.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
of
was,
course.
He was probably the second best two guard in the league, right?
Plus playing in Portland instead of Chicago.
Right.
Doesn't help.
Right.
But, yeah, speaking of the Sonics, you had the Thunder.
The
we're
Thunder.
Not, we're not including any Supersonics.
No,
because,
Westbrook.
Yeah.
Westbrook. It has to be Westbrook. I,
How
for
can
me,
it be
it's
Westbrook?
It's only because –
Because
it's
I
only
because
KD's out, and you kind of forgot about him for a minute.
Because I'm trying to spark some controversy here.
It has to be Kevin Durant.
No.
He has MVP.
Has to be Perkins.
I love Kevin Durant, but I was just thinking, I'm like, you know what? Somehow this is going to come back and bite me like years from now. People are going to be like, that Westbrook.
Yeah, years from now, people are going to care enough about this show. And this is the
no,
stupid
no.
thing they're going to pick
the time.
Up.
I'm thinking maybe Westbrook has more longevity or something.
March 10th,
I was trying
2015.
To No,
Kurt picks Westbrook.
Obviously, Kevin Durant is their best player ever.
But Westbrook is definitely making his name be known.
Yeah, he's going to win the MVP this year.
He's going to shoot for that. They just KD will just pass it
I
over.
Almost went James Harden.
You can.
Yeah, why not?
You're right.
As well.
Why don't you just go Nate Robinson?
Nah.
So what else? Is that it?
Jazz, right?
Jazz, Stockton, John Stockton.
Yeah, you go Stockton over Malone?
I think him and Malone you can probably
just
They're
lump
one
together.
Person.
I picked Stockton because of the well-documented point guard bias I have.
Well, that's true. Well-documented.
Yeah.
8 seasons strong.
I like point guard, so I went Stockton.
Yeah, he's not a mailman, though. What about the Nuggets?
Dikembe Mutombo.
Of course. All time.
Sure.
All time. Who would you do?
You have someone,
that's a really tough one, though.
Would you go Carmelo?
Antonio McDice?
I'm going Dikembe.
I'm going I don't know about McDice. I'd
still
be
the best Nugget of all time, right? He's Mr. Nugget.
Wow.
Antonio McNugget.
See, like, when I think Mutombo, you immediately went to the Allen Iverson Sixers, and I don't think of him like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
no, I think of Dikembe Mutombo in that terrible Nuggets jersey with the skyline and the rainbow colors.
Oh, yeah, like the navy blue.
Yeah.
And then for the T-Wolves is obviously Kevin Garnett.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you're gonna go Kevin Garnett. You're not gonna go Ricky Rubio.
Maybe someday.
I mean,
yeah, I don't think Kevin Love touches him either.
No way.
Yeah. All right. No. So for the last one, I had the Pacific.
Yeah.
This one was a little tough for me, honestly. For the Lakers, there's so many. I just threw my hands up and went with Magic because I don't think there were any other players.
Him and Bird kind of like changed the whole league, you know?
So. I mean, the Lakers are in the same category as the Celtics, where you could possibly pick any player and
from
everybody
any
would just, everybody would be like, well, yeah, well,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's kind of insane to leave like Wilt off a list like this,
Oh, there's the 76ers.
I thought of that when we talked about it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't obviously never saw him play. So, Sacramento is an interesting one. I went with Chris Webber.
Yeah, of course. Who else would you go with?
That was their best team.
Of course.
Fab Five, baby.
And he was the best player on the best team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Phoenix, I went with Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was their best team. I know they didn't make a finals.
I would have went with Barkley, but.
Danny Ainge. You could go Danny, you could go Barkley.
MVPs, one of the best offenses.
What about Dan Marley?
Hear me out. I was going to go Jeff Hornacek.
Sure. A couple of tough ones after this. The Clippers.
Glenn Davis.
I don't know. It might be Chris Paul, right?
Well, I guess.
Chris
Paul would make this list again.
Cedric Maxwell, Chris Paul. You just like Chris Paul a lot.
I do. I mean, I think he's a really good point guard. I'm not even that huge of a fan of him, but this team, like, I mean, I guess you go, like, guys it's I never watched were, like, Bob McAdoo. Walton was on that team for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was any good on that team.
Hey, do you remember when, like, we were defending the fact that Rondo was a better point guard than Chris Paul?
No. I never said that.
We're going to look it up.
Okay.
We're going to go back look.
But, you know, I mean, I can't pick like Sean Livingston or Darius Miles or Elton Brand. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, no one in my lifetime besides Chris Paul. So that's a really tough one.
DeAndre Jordan.
I don't know.
But Chris Paul's a good pick, though.
And the last one is Golden State, and I'm not ready to pick Steph Curry, although I feel like in 5 years we might be picking Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Rick Barry. Chris Mullin.
Yeah, I would go Chris Mullin.
Mullin is also a good one for the Pacers.
Dream team. He would fit right into my list.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that era. I mean, dream team, like you said. I mean, you know, he was kind of the only guy on there that at least I can remember from that generation.
Right.
So that was good. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. We can, in 5 years, we'll go back and be like, my new ball.
Yeah, it's just it's amazing how many, like,
that's a fun little
how many, like, we mentioned, like, Oscar Robertson. We didn't pick, you know, there's like,
and again,
it is a generational gap.
I think this was more fun because it was off the top of our head.
Right.
I'm sure if we sat down and like researched it, we could find more definitive for some teams.
Right,
but
of course.
This was a fun little exercise.
Well, if you got a list, let us hear it. 508-731-GGTV. Hit us up on the Instagram, Twitter, at Gang Green. Check us out on Facebook, FredsArmy.com. All that fun
stuff.
GangGreenTV.com
as well. GangGreenTV.com. iTunes.
We are in iTunes. You're just hitting all the places I'm missing.
Yeah.
So, real quick before we go, March 28th, mark it in your calendar. Reds Army, they're having a party at Causeway's. Causeway's, I think it's 58 Causeway is the address. I'm not entirely too sure. It's right across the street from the Garden. Good food, great beer. I think they're celebrating their 9th year, Reds Army.
Food and beer, you say?
Food and beer. Food, beer, and Reds Army.
I'm going to see if I like any of those things.
There will be an appearance by us. We will be signing autographs, just in case.
Or taking punches, whichever one the people want.
Punches for money. Autographs are free.
All right.
Come find us. We'll give you a sticker, and you can slap one of us in the face.
Well, we will see you next week, guys.
Yeah. That's going to be
And we'll dive into What's Wallace Wondering?
What's Wallace Wondering? 508-731-GGTV, 4488. Give us a call.